The Utah Moose Project started in 2013 because the Division of Wildlife Resources was concerned about the overall stability of the population. A graduate student from Utah State University, Sam Robertson, has been collecting moose survival data since the fall of 2016 when he took up the work from a previous USU graduate student.
Patients that we're studying seem to be stable. We do have some concern over calf survival. That's kind of an area of focus for us, trying to figure out why surviving as much as they should be. So we're looking at kind of a percentage of survival when we look at survival estimates. Calf survival estimates are kind of the two survival estimates we look at.
Wildlife biologists believe moose migrated down from Wyoming and Idaho, with the first populations appearing on the north slope of the Uinta Mountains.
Division of Wildlife has been collecting count data on all their different moose units since the 50s. I'm not sure exactly what year, but I think it was 1953 when they first started doing counts. And moose are fairly new to Utah. I mean, the first recorded sighting was in 1906. They haven't been in Utah very long.
Robertson says the population has always seemed to have an up-and-down cycle. The DWR is hoping these studies will eventually help to stabilize the species. He says they aren't calculating habitat infringement from development as much as looking at other factors that impact the health of the animals.
We're looking more at the natural causes driving the population. But what we're finding, you know, weather's a big part, parasite, ticks. Ticks is a big one in the Wasatch. We're trying to figure out, you know, if climate change is have part of this. Tick life cycle is kind of interesting. You know, a tick comes out in the fall, attaches to a host like a moose. The moose carries that tick throughout the winter. And then when the tick's ready to drop off and lay its eggs in the spring, it drops off on the ground and goes to lay its eggs. But it's, you know, there's some evidence out there that if the tick drops off when there's snow and cold temperatures, that will kill the tick. Moose will have more problems with tick with a lighter winters we have.
Moose don't typically have natural predators, although Robertson says this past year they found evidence of mountain lion kills.
We have had a couple of our radio collared calf that were essentially yearlings when we collared them, or were 6 months old when we collared them. Two of those were killed by mountain lions, and we did have one of our collared adult cows killed by a mountain lion. We had not recorded any deaths from mountain lions in the past, but we hadn't collared any younger animals either. It had all been adults for this year when we collared about 6 to 8 month-year-old.
Collaring a moose does not involve sedating the animal.
They take a helicopter up and they use a net gunning technique where they go above them with a helicopter, shoot a net gun down over the animal, then they drop somebody off. That person goes down, hobbles the animal, puts a blindfold on it, and then they fly in a biologist to come in and do all the assessment, blood samples, stuff like that. Then they let the animal go. The legs are hobbled, and then the animal's blindfolded to keep it calm. Yeah, they're actually quite calm when you work with them.
This year, they collared 40 adult females and 12 6 to 8 month-old calves in the Wasatch Mountains. Robertson says the oldest moose they found are around 14 years old. They don't yet have enough data on their range habits to know a lot about their lifetime and seasonal migrations.
Some of them stay in a general area and don't move very much, and others will move, you know, 20, 30 miles, depending on the season. So moose, you know, are a little different than deer and elk because they're so much bigger, they have longer legs, they're more of a cold-adapted species. So harsh winters shouldn't bother them as much as other species. But we do have moose that will stay in the same location throughout the year.
Robertson says the moose almost always run away from him when he's trying to take an assessment on a cow and calf. They try not to disturb them too much when the calves are first born. This week, he's headed out to the north slope of the Uintas to do a pre-winter check on cows and calves for the Utah Moose Project. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.